United Nations peacekeepers in the demilitarized zone between Syria and Israel say they've so far been unable to verify a Syrian complaint that Israeli planes flew over the Golan Heights to carry out an airstrike near Damascus. Eduardo Del Buy is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
Andov did not observe any planes flying over the area of separation and therefore was not able to confirm the incident. Andov also reported bad weather conditions.
Syria has filed an official complaint to the UN over the Israeli attack, which has reportedly targeted a Syrian military research center on the outskirts of Damascus. The Syrian side says the airstrike left 2 dead and 5 others hurt. The Syrian government is blasting the Israeli attack as a flagrant intervention of Syrian airspace, accusing Israel of being behind terrorist acts committed in Syria. The Israeli side is refusing to comment. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has strongly condemned the airstrike, saying Israel is seeking to create insecurity and instability in the region. Iran has been on record saying any Israeli strike into Syria would be the same as a strike in Iran. Israel captured the Golan Heights from Syria in the 1967 war. Syrian troops are not allowed in the area of separation. For more on the situation in the region, Paul James spoke earlier with Hua Liming, China's former ambassador to Iran.
I've seen that Iran has strongly condemned the airstrike by Israel on the Syrian Research Center. But I don't think Iran will respond more stronger than what has been done. Because it obviously is really airstrike against the Syrian Research Center. The media says it's not a strategic strike, it's a tactic warning, because Israeli is the big concern is that there may be some sophisticated weapons might be transferred from Syria to Hezbollah in Lebanon. I think so far Iran has responded and reacted, strongly condemned the strike, but I don't think Iran will take any action.
Now that Benjamin Netanyahu has his political mandate once again in Israel, is this potentially the start of more Israeli forward aggression towards what it perceives to be its enemies in the region? In particular, you mentioned Hezbollah, Syria, and potentially Iran.
Benjamin Netanyahu has a much weakened position after election because the central left powers has got more seats in the Israeli parliament. So actually, Benjamin Netanyahu's hands has been cuffed by many of Israeli powers because many Israeli elite, they don't agree with the imminent strike against Iran for the Iranian nuclear program. I think this may not be taken as a start of Israeli attack on Iran, rather than a tactic warning to Iran or pro-Iranian Hezbollah.
And lastly, on the issue of Hezbollah and Lebanon's role in the whole situation right now, Lebanon has been fairly quiet. I mean, we've had issues flare up within Lebanon itself, but I want to get your sense of how Hezbollah is going to deal with the situation, politically speaking, in moving forward as we see issues connected to Iran's nuclear program, the civil war in Syria playing out. How is Hezbollah going to maintain itself and continue with its agenda?
Indeed, Hezbollah has been a major concern of the Israeli government. And Hezbollah now has a much tougher position after the Syrian civil war. But Hezbollah still have a very strong hand in Lebanese domestic situation. So I think that Hezbollah will continue to strengthen their position inside Lebanon, and they will play still a very important role in the relations between Lebanon and Israel.
That was Hua Liming, China's former ambassador to Iran.